Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Yeah. It's right here. Let's get it.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let him fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High. They want me to stop, but I gotta go blow the trumpet, say the Most High. Ezekiel 33, verse 1 through 9. For the watchman, God don't want the people, cause the transatlantic slave trade about to have a sequel. Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 3, they about to come against us. What you think the scriptures mean when they say, the house is right for the woman, right? Half of the city took a fourth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble, that's my shalom, they gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43, we gon' see you die. We hit the strip, full of all. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2. Jeremiah 50, verse 29, they gon' let him fly.
Yeah, you know, that's all over the news. You can see it on the TV and on the internet. It's on Yahoo, but this was already written. Matthew 24 and 6, Yeshua said, for the rule of the Lord, pay attention to Iran. See, that's the Persians, the Medes. You can read about their future battle with Babylon, Isaiah 13. See, that's the Bible, the Hebrew book of prophecy. The slave trade, 28 chapter Deuteronomy. You gotta read the Most High Law, Tanakh, Torah, Genesis 19:24, Sodom, Gomorrah. The Most High Law rain fire, Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 14. All the nations in the rain against the queen, yes, America. The scriptures call her Babylon. Revelation 18, and faith on to the Most High God who judges her. But first, y'all gonna see some soldiers in the streets. Zechariah 14, 12, Isaiah 50, 4, and 16.
Oh, nigga, we hit the strip, let's kill a bar. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 57. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly.
So you got all these countries with nuclear bombs all over the earth that have allegiances with each other and alliances aligned against each other. So when one bomb is pushed, it's going to be a field day. You read 2nd Ezra, the 15th chapter and the 16th chapter, and it lets you know it's going to be one cloud, then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, boom, boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her destiny. So it's going to start over the Middle East, and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens, but we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished.
Sourdough lawyer on the beat.
And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Or no temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord says a nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. We can agree on that.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. You are tuned in to the Lion's Den. We like to start off, as usual, by saying all praise to the Most High and Yeshaya. Matter of fact, in Hebrew, I'm sorry. Ahaya Bahashem Yeshaya, Barakatam. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High, Christ and the Holy Spirit. One moment. Pulling in Brother Dwayne. Shalom, Brother Dwayne. You there?
Yeah, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, brother. Shalom, brother. Yes, today we have a great show for the people today. Words in Christ welcomes Kiyah Shawab in the Lion's Den. Like I said, we got a great show for the people tonight. We're going to be allowing the brother to, let the world know who he is. And we're going to get into that. But without further ado, Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. We're going to start off by going into Revelations to read the seven overcome that were written to let everybody know that we have to endure to the end. And the Savior, Yeshaya, is letting us know in Scripture here that unless we overcome, we don't have a chance. We got to realize going through, this society in which we're giving it to the hands of the wicked, that, when you follow in righteousness, executing righteousness, you absolutely going to get tried. And different things are going to come against you because, that's the way you get made pure. So without further ado, I'm going to get into Revelations chapter 2, and I'm going to be reading verse 7 to start off the seven overcome. So Revelations chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High. Revelations chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, him will I give power over the chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelations chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my power, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my power, and the name of the city of my power, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my power, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me at my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne. And that completes the seven overcomes in which the Mashiach Yeshaya, you know, spoke on, letting us know that we must endure to the end. And, you know, if we continue to do what we're supposed to and execute the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High and do the work, as it says in Scripture, you know, the Most High, if it be his will be granted entry into the kingdom. So, you know, I just like to start off as usual. We like to start off as usual, letting the world know that, you know, once you fall, if you fall down seven times, you got to get back up eight, you know. So without further ado, Brother Dwayne, go ahead. Take it away.
Shalom. All good. Shabbat.
Man, you already know. Shalom, brother. Doing well. Shalom. Doing well.
Okay, doing well. That's what's happening. Okay, this is Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Dwayne piggybacking from Brother Warrior Wanathon when he brought the seven overcomes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read our mission statement so we could bring this fiery brother in, man. This, I had the pleasure to speak with this brother, a Levite, chat with this brother. Man, this is a very fiery brother, but he's very humble, so he loves to speak about Christ. So we should get ready to get into this brother work. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahayaba Hashem, Yishai Wawa. Without further ado, that's the mission statement of Warriors in Christ. The brother read the seven overcomes, like he said. Coming into the truth, doing the work for the Most High, it's a lot of different obstacles going to come in front of you, even if it's people you study with, if it's people in the world, family members. But if you fall, you must get back up, because those seven overcomes, Christ will grant you if you overcome. So without further ado, we're going to bring in the brother Shawab. We're going to talk to the brother, and we're going to get ready to go in and, you know, we listen to how he do his work.
All right. Bring you in, brother. Shawab, one moment. Hold on. Let me formally welcome the brother. Sorry about that, folks. One moment. Shabbat shalom. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
Shabbat shalom. Brother Yohanathan, Brother Dwayne, how you guys doing?
Hey, shalom.
Great. Well,
shalom.
Good,
Shabbat
shalom,
all of Israel.
Okay. Yes.
So, Shabbat, go ahead and talk to him. You was on the show the last prior to the two times you came on, did a, you know, a little snippet, gave him a little something. Then you came on with the other brothers. Now this is your show, so you know what I'm saying. We're gonna play two Adawa Da Lawyer songs. And after those two, we wait. Matter of fact, where are you, Dawa Da Lawyer? We waiting on you. Call in, brother.
I'm looking in the queue. I don't
you,
see the
we for I you do, to I... go ahead and put your soul. Come on now, because Shawab is going to go in heavy and hard. So bring it to us. Tell the people who he is, man.
Oh, man. All right. So, Shabbat shalom to you all, man. First of all praises to the Most High. Just happy to be here. I'm humbled for the opportunity to share with you guys. Really, really greatly humbled. My name is Brother Kiyashawab. I'm from the tribe of Levi. Let me see, where do I start off? I grew up, I grew up in a Baptist church. So I was a Christian up until the point where, you know, some things started going down in the church. And I had left roughly around the age of 15. So that kind of pushed me towards living out in the world and trying to fit into the world, so to speak. And nevertheless, though, I felt like I didn't really belong, you know, and I was always trying to find find my way, you know, around, and I feel like something was missing pretty much. So that's when I really started my search for the Most High. Started my search for God, and you know, a lot of things were thrown at me. We had Islam. There was a brother I was working with, who was a Muslim, and then you know, he was a humble brother. Every day he would give me information about Islam and why it's good. He would give me you know, CDs and audios to listen to, and it was pretty good stuff at that point for me, because it was definitely better than the Christianity I was dealing with at that time. But every day I would see the brother, he would ask me, hey, when are you going to convert? When are you going to convert? And something in me was just not, you know, it was just not, you know, ready to convert. I'd tell him, yeah, you know, yeah, I got you, soon. But it just wasn't sitting. It just looked better than Christianity, but not exactly what I really wanted. But I did end up going back to the church and, you know, started taking part in the church. Maybe that would help me find what I was looking for. So I became a Sunday school teacher at a church. I even considered becoming a pastor at one point. So I was going to look into that. But through a mutual friend, he led me to a brother in this truth. And once I had met the brother, I sat down with him. We just, you know, we hung out for a little bit. And he didn't really say anything to me about any scriptures, anything about, you know, Ahai Bashi Mishai, you know, nothing. But as the conversation was over and I was actually on my way out, and he said, hey, let me ask you a question. I'm like, yeah, what's that? And then he said, you have a real humble spirit about you. Like, what's your background? Like, what's your nationality? What's your faith? So I told him, well, my faith is I'm a Christian. And as for my nationality, I'm Haitian. And he said, oh, you're from the tribe of Levi. So that's when I was like, tribe of what? Tribe of what? And he said, you're from the tribe of Levi, brother. So he put out the Bible, and then he showed me about 2-3 verses. But before he showed me the scriptures, he gave me the concept behind it as in a sense of giving me the understanding before I even looked into it, letting me know that, you know, we're the people of the Bible. We went through slave ships. We, you know, it's all prophesied in there. And I've never heard this before. So I looked into it. He gave me about 2 scriptures. And immediately I was intrigued. I wanted to know more, but I had to go. I was in a rush. So I asked him, yo, leave me your phone number. Give me about, you know, whatever you can, you know, scratch up. Give me some scriptures right now. He gave me about 10 scriptures on a little sheet of paper. So what I did, I, you know, took that, went home, straight home. And that night, I had just moved into the apartment at the time. So I had no furniture set up, nothing. So what I did, I just grabbed my Bible. I sat down in a little corner where the lamp was. I flicked on the lamp, and then I started reading each scripture he gave me. And now, because he had gave me the prerequisite of understanding of what to look for when I look into the scriptures. Immediately when I was reading them, it started formulating my my perception and my understanding of the scriptures was just manifesting right before my eyes. So the understanding came, and I would call him and ask him just to confirm with him, you know, to see if what I'm reading, is it correct? And he would say, yeah, that's it. So then I just asked him to send me more information and more information, and then he sent me a bunch of GOCC videos, Elder Rakar, and man, for at least 3 months straight, I was sitting in that corner and just study nonstop, spend the whole day, wake up in the morning, real early, grab my Bible, sit in the corner and study. And it seemed as if, like, the more I was diving into the scriptures, the more I was learning from the scriptures, the more I was taking in and increasing in the knowledge, the more I was decreasing in the lifestyle I was trying to build at that point in time. So I was really reading the scriptures and watching every prophecy come to play and roll out, and it just blew my mind. And ever since, I just really caught a passion, a fire was lit inside of me to just serve the Most High in complete fullness. just pretty much be a living vessel, a living sacrifice for the Most High. Every word that I speak must be, you know, as if I'm an oracle for the Most High. But getting into the music, though. Now, I didn't get into music right away because music wasn't my on the list of my priorities. It wasn't even a talent I thought I had. Yes, when I was younger, you know, we look up to certain rappers and musicians. We want to, you know, we aspire to be that one day. But I never really indulged in it because there was nothing for me to talk about, you know. And what the industry promotes is a lifestyle that I didn't have, so there was nothing for me to speak about. So, you know, along the line, it's just the music just caught my attention when I was listening to a lot of John Boy. My brother Bonawat was doing his thing with music. But eventually I just, you know, I gave it a shot. I tried it. I gave it a shot. And then, you know, ever since, you know, I just kept producing. I only started rapping about 2 months ago, doing the music thing 2 months ago. And I've just been doing it since.
Hold on, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off. You said you only been doing the music for how long?
For 2 months.
How many months? Two?
2 months, yeah.
No, get out of here, man. I thought we was in the truth, brother. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait to start playing these songs, brother. Go ahead, let them know.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy. Hey,
I just got to keep laughing because, man, 2 months.
2 months? Man, that's the
not
Most High level note,
bro. Not from what I've been hearing.
The reason why I had to say that is because I just got on the Reverb and I downloaded almost 30 songs. That was like last night.
Yeah,
and
you
said 2 months, bro.
Yeah, the first month, every day I was writing.
Okay.
I couldn't stop writing. And then, you know, a friend of mine got me a speaker and a microphone, a street preacher around the neighborhood we're at. So we were street preaching. And then something happened with the town hall over there. And then they kind of stopped us from street preaching from where we were at. So, you know, I had to do what I had to do. I had a microphone and, you know, I had a laptop. So I just did a little research on what program or software to download to, you know, make a track. It all started when I wrote a poem for my wife, and then she gave me the idea that I should probably turn that into a song. So I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll give it a shot. And then I tried it, and, you know, ever since, man, it's just been going off from there. That first month I put out the album called Forever Praise. And that album was more so of a praise and worship album. A lot of sax, you know, sassy, jazzy tunes I would rap over. But that I think I put that out in less than a month, maybe. And then right now, finished with that, I'm working on the one I'm working on now, which is Thy Kingdom Come. Yeah.
Man, this brother is very inspiring. This brother is very fire with his music, man. He's very humble. So what we're going to do, because we're going to get ready to go in and take off with their music or your music, we're going to bring in Brother Dollar Dollar Lawyer in right now, let y'all, you know, chop it up a little bit. The Dollar Dollar Lawyer, he'll be coming on Friday. So he could tell y'all himself, but we're going to bring in Dollar Dollar Lawyer. And, you know, y'all chat a little bit before we go into Brother Kayashiwa live in the Lion's Den.
Most definitely. Right before I pull the brother Dawadan, I want to say shouts out to John Boy and the brother Yakal. I see y'all boys in the queue. Shouts out to y'all for bringing Dawadan. Hold on. Let me get it right. One moment. Shabbat Shalom, Art, you tuned into the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ.
Shabbat Shalom, Art. Shabbat Shalom, Israel. Shabbat Shalom, Kaya. What's going on, man?
Shabbat Shalom.
Kaya? Kaya or Kaya?
It's Kaya, Kaya.
Yeah, all right. What's going on? What's going on? Yo, fam, you know what's crazy? I didn't even know, like, me and you have been chatting on Facebook for the longest, man.
Yeah.
We've been chatting for the longest. I was like, hold up. Yo, I was like, that's mm-hmm. I was like, get out of here. That's that brother. I was like, oh, snap. It was the same way with me and Shamna Wa'ala, man. It was the same way, man. It was like after a long time, I was like, hold on, man, is that Samuel? Is that the Christ brother? That can't be. And then I hit up your cow, and it was the same way. I was like, yo, I think that's that brother. And then, yeah, man, so the Most High, man, you guys are the elect, man, so it's definitely a blessing, man. Like, you've had 2 months, bro. I was rolling back in my chair, man, just like Dwayne over here, man. I was like, yo, crazy. I started bugging, man. I was like, this guy is 9 months, man. Like 2 years, but he said 2 months. I was like, wow, that's the Most High, man. That's the Most High, man.
No? For sure. It's completely, I take it as a blessing entirely. Definitely humble. When the Most High wants you to do something, you're doing it. Forget about it. But yeah, but definitely coming into the truth, man. I definitely clinged on to more so of your music. You, John Boy, Brother Michael Allah. I haven't got a chance to catch up to him yet. I heard some stuff from Brother Ra'am, but it was, you know, you guys are the pioneers, man.
Oh, man. That's a blessing, man, because I'm just, you know, I tell brothers all the time, I'm not a rapper. I'm not even a singer. I'm not even a producer. I'm just a man. I just love the Most High,
exactly.
Man. I just love the Most High, man. I don't do anything. You're a rapper? I'm like, nah, bro. Nah, I'm even, I got a mouth, you know, so we just use that mouth. Our talents to praise the Most High any way, shape, form possible, man. So it's fun too, man. You can always do it, you know. So it's those who's in that same spirit that you could really thrive with, really just constantly make that powerful music with. So we're going to definitely link out. Trust me. I got some stuff for you.
Definitely, for sure, man. I'm looking forward to it, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Without a doubt, man. Thank you, man. You got my email. Send you the email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, great.
I got that.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Well, check this out. Take us into We Chosen. I mean, take us in your track, We the Chosen Nation?
Yeah, We the Chosen Nation. Yep. Yeah, this is me and, Levite brother of mine, man. He's in the truth, but he's not all the way in the truth. But it's just amazing because he's from the island, you know. So it's like me and him are trying to do so much for the country, and he's always going back and forth to the island, always, you know, just doing what he can to help out. And his brother, he just loves the music that we bring. He loves all the Hebrew truth music, man. Like, he just loves it, you know what I mean? So basically, you know, me and him always work together on just particular songs, man. We always link together, man, because from when I used to be in the world, man, me and him was always just, like, real close, man, because he's an older brother, you know. I was always with the old heads, man, you know. So it's me and him right here, Junior Sabat. He's doing his verse in Creole, man, you know. It's a little something for the folk on the island, you know. We all got to give them something. So, yeah, man. You're a chosen nation.
Okay. All right, I'm about to make that happen right now. One moment.
This one for my Negro, my Latino, Latino, Latino. From Puerto Rico to Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. They strive to the wrong, they strive to the wrong.
Junior Sabat right there, man. We got a few things coming out. We got the Shalom song. That's me and him. I got another song called Sak Pase Anale. That's basically just like saying what's going on. Let's go. You know what I mean? It's like a rally song, you know, but we trying to call to the, you know, to the folks that speak the language. And we got a few other productions, actually, man, with me and him. I actually have a song with me, him, and brother Lion Heights, a Benjamite brother, Aria Gabar, up in, he's built up in Canada right now, man. So me, him, and this brother have a song. He's doing the Jamaican patois. This brother is going to be doing the Haitian Creole, and I'm going to be just doing who knows what, you know, so. Basically, we got some of that coming out, too. So, yeah, man. I mean, that brother, I'm trying to really get him all the way, man. Because, you know, he loves the Most High, man. So, yeah, that's that right there, man. We the Chosen Nation. I'm trying to get Ron Watt to shoot that for me, man. And I was one of the ones that got a few projects for that, brother. Hope he's listening, man. Shout out to Ron Watt, man. Brother Ron Watt doing some big work over there. So, you know.
Yeah, Bonawa, we need you. We need a Warriors in Christ commercial too, Bonawa.
Yeah, no doubt.
We need
no
a
doubt.
Commercial. We need some visuals. Dawda, Lord, take us in the We Some King.
All right, yeah, man. This man, this is me and IG right here, man. Anya Gabar, man. That's my brother, man. I was supposed to actually drop this a few months ago, but things got pushed back a little bit on my end, man. But by the time things got on the way, everything worked out. Footage came through. I mean, there was a whole bunch of stuff that didn't make the cut because the song was supposed to originally be very long, but ended up just being me and Gabar, man. So we some kings, man. We just really trying to just address, you know, all the young ones out there, man. They out there just acting like what they've been programmed, what they've been told they are, man. So we literally, like, all we got to do is just reprogram our people, basically, man. If television programming is what helped them to become programming, you know, into this lifestyle, then we could do the same thing. So we just got to just take the words they're used to hearing and just flip it and just, you know, make it as powerful for the Most High, because it's more powerful when you really understand what you are for the Most High anyway, man. It's way more powerful. It's like, I don't want to be a thug anyway. I'd rather be a king anyway. Who would want to, it's like, why would I want to block like I have a country? You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't make any sense anyway. So, you know, we're trying to elevate their minds to the point of where they're thinking like men and not boys, man, because that's what really thugs are, man. They're boys, man. Grown boys, so. We're trying to forge men for the Most High out here, you know. So, we some kings, man. That's it.
All right, you tuned in.
5 and 10.
Definitely. Okay, you tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors of Christ. We some kings. Shalom, everybody. That was We Some Kings by Dawud our Lawyer, and I just want to read a scripture really quick. I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. It says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Piggybacking on that song, what the brother was just speaking on before, he played the tune.
That's what it is. Go ahead, Dawda.
Yeah, man. So that's just a shot right there to all the young brothers out there, even the old brothers out there, you know. So, you know, we got to raise these leaders, man. But without these leaders, man, you know, you know what the scriptures say. So trying to get them sealed out here, man. Which reminds me, I got that song. It's going to be coming soon, man, 144,000. So I got the beat online, so, you know, but I got room on that for a few brothers. So, you know, if anyone interested in that 144,000, the beat is on my Reverb Nation, my SoundCloud, and all the other stuff. So, you know. Yeah, man.
Okay. So, tell them we're finna bring. Okay, listen. Tell them that you lined up for next week. Tell them what you got going on for next week in the Lions Den.
Okay. Well, next week, man, I'm gonna just come through with some original beats, man. I'm gonna come through with some things. I haven't let the world hear at all. I have a 16-minute beat I made a few years ago during Passover. I'm going to bring that out. I got some exclusive songs. I got some stuff, you know, I'm going to be coming out with. And, you know, just all praising the Most High, Ahayah, Bashem, Yeshaya, Warawat. And, you know, just trying to raise the poor tribes and Gentiles and like mine, you know. And just trying to spread this truth for the kingdom, man. So that's next week. That's, you know, I'm going to do as much as I can for the Most High next week, man. So, you know.
Okay, that's what's up. Dawda Lawyer, live in the Lion's Den next week. Brother Kyle Shawal, step to the plate.
Yes. Shalom.
Okay, check this out. We ready to go in. Go ahead and take us in. You tell us the song, we take off.
Okay. Start off with, the most recent song I did is called Resurrect. Now, this song came about, it was actually a friend of mine who heard some of my work, and he was like, wow. Man, I didn't even know you can actually rap, or you know, kind of blew him away. But he was like, hey, you know, check this beat out. So he sent me the beat, and then as soon as I heard it, and I wrote something to it right away, and you know, it just came out as is. The concept behind it, just, you know, Israel. I do a lot of songs with the rise of Israel because I feel like it's really inspirational and motivational. But it's called Resurrect, and it's about the rise of our people.
Okay. One moment.
Yeah. Shout out to my brother Lawyer, man. Yeah. Hand me that mic, I'ma make them hear me. Decked in all white, so I know they see me clearly. We go Ahayah Bahashim. Don't care if they don't listen, prophesy to the wind. Looking at this world with Yeshaya as my lens. Don't need a period to tell me that we're in the end. Man, you need to get hip like a trend. The lion is awake, don't get caught up in the den. And we go off like a Nova. And you don't want a war with this platoon of soldiers. Let my people know us, we in the days of Noah. But they straight ignore us like they sleeping in a coma. Comma, I'm gonna preach it till the end. My father said go shim on everything and to show them no settlement. So I go with no limits, no measurements. to the H to the A to the Y to the A to the H, we praise. The commands and the law ain't done away, but we don't care what the preacher says. Look, we know just who we are. We the people of the law. Get us beat to the ER, cause the beating is a CPR. Swing my sword like King David. So into this word, you might find me in these pages. Boy, I stick to the word like I'm pasted, and these scriptures paint a picture as if they illustrated. Got pistols in my pistol like I'm packing ammunition. With precepts that deflect any type of demolition. In glory to the Lamb, salvation to the Jews. So we throw our hands up and worship like a cruise. Yes, we the people of Zion, sharper than a needle, cause iron sharpens iron. Yeah, and you can feel the zeal, cause we keep our power like we pay the bill. Israel, like your head like a toupee. So tell them make way, still a souffle. You don't want an entree of the souffle. Throw them seed and we flourish like a bouquet. While we rise like a thermometer, and you can't take the spot even if you paid the meter. We the children of the covenant, and you'll get shut down like your government. You the people of the law, can't hide us anymore. The sheep that was lost in the highest stand for. Resurrect the elect. We the people of the promise that was kept. Started from the top, now we here. But we headed right back. When you shine your ass upstairs, tell them move, make room. Y'all should roll on them over monsoon. It's the house of Israel, and you can evict. Can never break a spirit with the skin so thick. Yeah, and blessed be the Lamb. All praises to the God of Jacob, Isaac, Abraham.
Man, okay. That's how you started off, boy. Go ahead, do your thing.
Man, that's something to laugh at too much, man.
Come on, man. This brother, I don't believe this brother, man. Hey, I'll pray to the Most High, though. That's what's up, man.
Definitely. I'll pray to the Most High, man. All right, now, I do have another song. This song right here, called On My Heart. Now, the concept behind this one is about, it's mainly about the covenant we have with the Most High and how he said he was going to write it in our inward parts. He would write it in our hearts, meaning that, you know, it wouldn't be you would have to second guess, you know, keeping the law and walking in the truth. It would just be cruise control, you know. So that's the concept behind this song. It's called On My Heart.
Okay, before you go on My Heart.
Oh, hold on, brother. Hold
no,
on,
no, you
on.
Good. No, no, no. Before you go on My Heart, y'all make sure you check out that Resurrect video, man. Check out that Resurrect video. My bad for bringing it in late. But check out that Resurrect video on YouTube, man. It's a serious. I like the video. The dude wake up
Thank you.
He wake up with a noose on his. Check out the Resurrect video. But we're going in My Heart. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry, y'all. Don't kill me. But we're going in My Heart.
Right before that, hold on. Is the music playing too loud on y'all end? Because I like mine loud. Mine's loud in the headphones. So I want to make sure it's clear on y'all end. Clarity.
It's good on my end, yeah.
It's good on your end? What about you, Wayne? You good?
Yeah,
I'm good. Right, if anybody having a problem, let me look and see. If anybody having a problem with their sound, you can let us know in the chat.
Okay, that's
so
what it is.
Other than
that,
you can let us know in the chat. Do you think, bro?
Okay. All right. On My Heart. One moment.
Mercy on my soul, give me the strength to overpower strongholds. When it gets too heavy to uphold, I put on Christ like a coat, cause this world is so cold. And I heard that joy's coming in the morn, and he gon' get us through the fire in whatever storm. Yeshua is my armor, decked and adorned, breastplate sword, boy don't get torn. Israel, yeah we coming through like a swarm, gonna spread them wings like we're airborne. Seed of Jacob, watch out for the thorns, coming back home like we've been living in the dorm. Yeah, graduating this term, but we follow Christ like an intern. And I'ma rap the Most High and send him all my praises with the law on my heart as if he engraved it. Yeah, Lord set me free, hope I make it to Zion and you save the spot for me. So then I rap the Most High and send him all my praises with the law on my heart as if he engraved it. Yeah, Lord set me free, hope I make it to Zion and you save the spot for me. So then I rap the Most High and send him all my praises with the law on my heart as if he engraved it. I commit to you my spirit to thy hand, and I pray I don't slip like a palm full of sand. Yeah, got me in turbulent land, be my power to withstand any circumstance. I stand in the word, can never learn enough. Christ the volume of the book, so I turn it up. Lord help me stand like a cello and be my shade like a sombrero. Yashavala, boy we hot like a kettle, shining like jewelry and your shite is the bezel. Yeah, get hip like a pelvis, I'm fixed in this word, but it doesn't need an edit. I'm sick with this truth, but I don't need a medic. Follow Yeshua as if he's magnetic, and I don't go ham, I go shemetic. Out of this world, and Christ is the exit. Yeah, Lord set me free, hope I make it to Zion, and you save a spot for me. So then I'll rap the Most High and send him all my praises with the law on my heart as if he engraved it. Yeah, Lord set me free, hope I make it to Zion, and you save a spot for me. So then I'll rap the Most High and send him all my praises with the law on my heart as if he engraved it. Take me to Zion, the perfection of your beauty, and I'ma keep the law, cause it's my whole duty. Just write it on my heart, we don't need a document. I'ma rest in your law and keep your covenant. Alpha and Omega, outro and intro, put us under the rod as if we do the limbo, and we dance to the beat with the tempo. Blessed be the nation, Christ was sinful, and we praise the Most High, celebrate him like a feast. Quam Yashua love, my last towards the east, and I'ma rest the Most High and send him all my praises with the law on my heart as if he engraved it.
Right, we're back, tuned into the Lion's Den. That was On My Heart by the brother Yashua. Go ahead, I'll take it away.
Yeah, definitely one of my more favorite songs there, On My Heart. Now the next one, though, this is going to be from the first album, Forever Praise, which is the album that was more so of a praise and worship type of album, type of feel to it. And the name of the song is called Confessions. Now, the concept behind this one was basically, I wrote it in I took the approach of, you know how the book of Psalms, like David goes in with his prayers, and he definitely has a poetic a way when he speaks to the Most High. So I approached it in that type of sense, and it's basically a song about, you know, letting the Most High take control, giving him the steering wheel, taking the back seat or the passenger seat, and confessing my sins, and it's allowing him to really work. So it's called Confessions.
Oh,
praise the Most High. Let's sing a new song, and we gon' keep singing till we step in Zion. It's the house of Israel, and we mow the lawn, and we follow Yeshua. Grab a shoulder and hold on. When you're short on time, you don't wanna prolong. You can feel the heat like someone left the stove on. I don't wait, but to serve the Father is my role. And wisdom in the heart is present to thy soul. I am that I am, we know who you are, and we keep the Most High near by far. Hope I sail into the kingdom like the ships of tar. Till then I sing a new song and string away my harp. Down on my knees, just me and my tears, I've given up my seat so you can steer. Forgive me for my sins, make me your possession. To you I will sing, and these are my confessions. Down on my knees, just me and my tears, I've given up my seat so you can steer. Forgive me for my sins, and make me your possession. To you I will sing, and these are my confessions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquities, cleanse my soul and every single sin in me. Haven't been the best that you intended me to be. Don't put me to shame before my enemies. Lord, feel my pain, don't cast me away, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Nocturnal, I was living in the dark, but I'm never going back, just like Rosa Parks. Life was too much to drink, I was looking for a straw with a hole in my stomach, just like a guitar. Lawless, cause I was left without the law, but you pulled me right back and put a hook in my jaw. Now I'm a new man, new heart. Went into that water, new plan, new start. Got this word written in my inward part. If it ain't the Most High, then it ain't up to par. And I'm down on my knees, just me and my tears, I've given up my seat so you can steer. Forgive me for my sins and make me your possession. To you I will sing, and these are my confessions. Down on my knees, just me and my tears, I've given up my seat so you can steer. Forgive me for my sins and make me your possession. To you I will sing, and these are my confessions. You hold the glue for my broken spirit, just put my soul on the stretcher and watch you heal it. Deliver me from the body of the death. I owe you my life and I'm paying off the debt. And I don't take anything for granted. I'm just praying that you seal me and you stamp it. I'm leaning on you like I'm slanted, like Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham did. Israel, the seed that was planted, all praises to a higher, and we forever chant it.
Shalom, we back. We tuned in to the Lion's Den. That was Confession, Brother Kiyashi Wild.
Yes.
Speak on it, bro.
Oh, yeah, that was, again, that was, you know, Confessions. I was inspired by reading the book of Psalms. It was actually Psalms, Psalms 51 inspired me to write that one. It's a very, very good psalm. If you haven't read it yet, you know, check it out, anybody who's interested in seeing what was written in that chapter. Now, the next song is called Forever Praise. Now, this song is basically letting the world know that we're gonna praise the Most High forever. There's no finish line with it. There's no stopping. We're always going to praise the Most High. It's actually, the name of the song is actually the name of the album as well, Forever Praise. And, yeah, the beat is, you know, the catchy beat. I had fun making this this song. It was actually one of my earlier songs, too. So, hope you guys enjoy it. You can roll it.
And we gon' keep praising the Most.
never praise the most. Hey look, where my sword at? Hand me my breastplate. When we moving forward, might not want to press play. And my shield surround me like a force field. All praises to my power, so you know how force fields is real. Yeah, we at your neck like a double chin. If you ain't got no left, then you getting double team. Men of the Most High, ain't like no other men. And you living a lie, so stuttering. And we got the truth, call it bulletproof. Nothing you can shoot, it's gonna make it through. Yeshua coming back, I know you heard the news. Now you got the blues, cause salvation's of the Jews. Yashavala boy, let my people go. The light to the blind, just let my people glow. Can't hide it no more, so let my people show. Since we the oracles, gotta let my people know.
Praise it to the Most.
Yeah, yeah, I said all praises to the Most. And we gon' keep praising the Most. Yeah, yeah. Forever praise the Most. Yeah. Look, Yeshua in the kitchen, and he's chefing up a kingdom. And no, we ain't the serpent seed, but we give them the venom. Got our Bibles and the copies right, just like we invent them. When we defend our people, they thinking that we offend them. Can't wake them up no more, so I guess we gotta shake them. They think they down to earth, so I guess we gotta quake them. Your holidays and worship, you can count them all as pagan. Your crab and your lobster, with your shrimp and bacon. The dietary law, put them on a scale and weigh them. If they don't keep the law, tell me what's the point of praying. I'm waiting, so you can see it 3D. Trying to get it wrapped around your head like a mean tree. Yeah, we the children of God. The kingdom is at hand and my people applaud. Call yourself enlightened, but you live in the dark. We coming like a flood, you gon' need Noah's Ark. Yeah, all praises to the Most. Yeah, yeah, I said all praises to the Most. Yeah, and we gon' keep praising the Most.
That's right. Forever praise the Most. Yeah. Shalom.
Most definitely. Shalom. We're going to keep praising the Most High. I like that. Most definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really enjoyed making that track. Beat, it was set up perfectly as if it was just waiting, you know, because like in the beat you have the part where you have the high pitch where it goes high, and all I had to do was just pretty much, you know, add in my little piece, and it was a perfect fit, so, you know, praise the Most High for that. Now, this next track, though, it's called Alpha and Omega. The inspiration behind this one was Revelations chapter 21 and Revelations chapter 22. When I heard this beat, I was really meditating on how, you know, what kind of message I wanted to give. How did I want this to connect with, you know, the listeners, and, you know, the way I approached it was from a prophetic, when you listen to the hook, you'll hear it's like more of a prophetic type of feel, and it's a nice, you know, jazzy beat. It's called Alpha and Omega. You can go ahead and play it.
Is
on track like a record. And I shall not want when the Lord is my shepherd. Yeah, and you try me like an essence. Put me through the fire in the heat like a shepherd. Yeah, praise the Most High. We dressed in the law like a tux in the bow tie. Oh, I feel it in my soul. Land of milk and honey, streets of fire and gold. The kingdom is in session and you got to enroll. I get wrapped up in the word as if I was a scroll. Gotta follow Christ, gotta keep the law. That's the biggest key, like the space bar. The Alpha and Omega, the Father and Protector. Who can separate us? Still waiting for an answer. Author of life, number one seller. All praises to a higher, the God of Yasharela. And I heard a great voice out of heaven. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Then I saw a bride and the husband. He removed the veil and slipped on her ring. And he told her he would love her till the end. She cried tears of joy, and then we all sing. The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. We shall be his people, and he shall be our king. Lord, let me soar like a sparrow, and carry me like a wheelbarrow. Walking this path and it's narrow. Lord, be my shield when they're shooting with the arrows. Mighty long road, don't wanna come up short. All sorts of darts, protect me like a fort. No more dry bones in the corpse. See the sham, no more pain, you can pop a cork. It's the birth of Jacob and you cannot abort. We're tied to our power, on one accord. Get behind me, Satan, no more tug of war. I'm sold unto Christ and you cannot afford. Marching to a beat and a drum, whatever we undergo, we will overcome. All praises to a higher, not some. In the name of Christ, the first begotten Son. And I heard a great voice out of heaven. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Then I saw a bride and the husband. He removed the veil and slipped on her ring. And he told her he would love her till the end. She cried tears of joy, and then we all sing. The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. We shall be his people, he shall be our king. Follow Christ like an echo, and make him your arm like an elbow. And I stay in the scripts, so aboard on this worship as if it were a ship. Yasharela, the bride of the Lamb. We plan to see the land of Jerusalem, seed of Israel, and we water that plant. Most High approved, sign and stamped. And he shall wipe away our tears. All that pain and sorrow will soon disappear. The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. We shall be his people, and he shall be our king. And I heard a great voice out of heaven. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. Then I saw a bride and the husband. He removed the veil and slipped on her ring. And he told her he would love her till the end. She cried tears of joy, and then we all sing. The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. We shall be his people, and he shall be our king.
Shabbat shalom. We back tuned in to the Lion's Den. Brother, I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne, kicking it with Kiyashi Wahab. That was Alpha and Omega, letting them know. Yes.
Yes. That was, you know, that was about the, it was a prophetic view about the return of Christ, second coming of Christ, and the prophecy being fulfilled of, you know, that wedding, that marriage that's soon to take place with Christ and Israel. This song is called "Blessed Be Your Name."
Hey, hold on one second. Hold on one second, brother.
Yep.
I got a special request from a sister. She she been listening to you, and she just said, "Ooh, can I please have a special request from Kayashi Wah?" She want a special request. So.
Okay.
Pains and woes. Pains and woes.
Definitely. Pains and woes it is. So, yeah, this song is it's called Pains and Woes. Now, the concept behind this one was basically, when your heart is really, it's really torn apart, and you really just want the Most High to hear you, whether you're not walking correctly as you would like to, or you slip and we fall sometimes, or it's dealing with the certain things we deal with being in the truth, because it's not easy to be in this truth and walk this walk. It's a tough walk for sure. But it's really a plea and a cry out to the Most High that he hears our pains and woes and that he can mend our heart and restore us in fullness. So it's called Pains and Woes.
Okay.
need you more than ever. Father, will you take my hand? Only through thy commands will I ever understand. Suppress them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes. I've been sinking in my sin, I can see the light, I'm drowning. And it's getting dimmer as I'm headed for the bottom. Woe is me, who will deliver me? Father, don't look over me, be sure to remember me. Deliver me from evil, deliver me from death. Cause I'm sinking with this anvil and I can't hold my breath. And I repent with a ball of my regrets. From a life in the dark, living like a silhouette. In this game of life, I need you as a ref. And I'm gonna praise a higher, whether dumb, blind or deaf. Keep me alive in famine, keep me alive in drought. Keep me like a pendant, keep me like a vow. Hope you don't abandon or blot me out. Father, no more gambling, I'ma walk that route. And let my enemies surround me about, so I can show them what you shy you're all about. That I need you more than ever, but I will you take my hand. Only through thy commands can I ever understand. So press them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes. Hear my supplication, praying for the patience. May the spirit help me oversee my situations. So press them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes. I'd rather write a letter, but I get down on my knees. With you as my shepherd, tell me what else I need. Cause when it starts to pour, you got me like a raincoat. Let me stay afloat in a flood like a boat. All praises be to you, I quote. With Christ as my garment, my armor and my cloak. And in you I put my trust and my hope. As I'm climbing up that mountain, be my harness and my rope. I still have all the pieces to my broken heart, so I give them to you and let you make a work of art. Father, make me whole, no longer a quart. Mend my broken soul, I hope you hear my thoughts. Will you show me the road if I admit that I'm lost? Just show me where to go, be my light through the dark. And I'ma do my best in this walk, sweeping up for a guest, and her name is Rewalk. Said I need you more than ever, Father, will you take my hand? Only through thy commands can I ever understand. So print them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes. Hear my supplication, praying for the patience. May the spirit help me oversee these situations. So print them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes. Rush up that water, drip in baptism. We sing unto the Father as we dance into the rhythm. All praises to the highest, and blessed be his children. We lift your name on high as we welcome your kingdom. Forever praise my power with a flag and a pledge. Profess your holy name from the depths of my chest. We face into the east, hail the Prince of Peace. And they that know thy name will always put their trust in thee. And we gon' keep the law like an antique. All praises to a higher, the God of the meek. And I need you more than ever, Father, will you take my hand? Only through thy commands can I ever understand. So imprint them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes. Hear my supplication, praying for the patience. May the spirit help me oversee my situations. Imprint them in my soul, cause my spirit takes a toll. And I'm pleading for your mercy, Father, feel my pains and woes.
There you have it. And Yahshua in the lines, then. Let them know, brother.
And that's 2 months. That's 2 months worth of work.
2 months, man. We ain't even halfway through yet, though. Don't even.
We ain't even got all the songs on here, but they're
going to find out. Matter of fact, let them know right now where they can get your music. You know what I'm saying? That way they write it down so they don't forget it. Whatever, we're going to let them know again later.
Yes, for sure. You can find my music for free download at ReverbNation.com/Kiyashawab. And I'll spell it for you. It's R-E-V, as in Victor, as in boy, nation.com/Kiyashawab. That's C-H-A-Y-A-H. SHAWAB, ReverbNation.com/Kiyashawab. You can also find me on Facebook. My music page is Kiyashawab Music Page. And if you want to find me on YouTube, you just go right on YouTube, you type in Kiyashawab. It will link you directly to my page.
I very much recommend y'all go to that YouTube, because the brother music with his videos and the visuals, man, like that movie you put with that song that you just put with the what the brother name was that? What was that movie called?
Which one? The For Pains and Woes.
Pains and Woes.
Yeah. What's the
first
name?
Felon, first time convicted, first felon or something.
Yeah. First time felon. That's what it was. First time felon. Yep. You got it.
Yeah, the brother. Yeah. The brother. Yeah. All I love. All man. Matter of fact, let me give a shout out to this brother here, man. Let me give a shout out to Banner Watt. Let me give a shout out to all the brothers, John Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Let me give a shout out to the Dollar Dollar Lawyer, Brother Bronze Man, because I was in the world super heavy listening to all this trash. And the know y'all brothers and call y'all brothers and talk to y'all brothers and chop it up with y'all brothers is all the Most High in itself. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to thank y'all brothers, you know what I'm saying, for participating, you know what I'm saying, coming to the Warriors in Christ, because what you do, you help me and the brother John out and other brothers and sisters, and we commend y'all, so most definitely.
And really quick, I want to interject something. My bad, I just want to say shouts out to Brother Yakal, too, because he tunes into the live.
Most definitely, Yakal, too. We're going to bring it. You know what?
Right.
Matter of fact, right? I told you, Schwab, I had a surprise for you. Didn't I tell you that?
You did say that.
I told you that. And you spoke on something, you touched on it a little bit, but you know, we people of the Most High, we used to be people who didn't do no research. We ain't do anything flow past our head, but now we know how to do research.
Right.
And yes, we gonna pull some of your work, some of the brother work on the street. The brother went on do his work on the street, not just the music. But this is what he was speaking about when he came against. He was out there doing his work. Then a little situation came up that would lead him to the music. Let's play this brother work. This is Kashiwa on the streets doing his work for the Most High.
Praise the Highest.
First off and always, all praise be to the Most High, the Creator, our power, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Bible. We're here today to bring a little bit of truth out of the Bible. We represent the Gathering of Christ Church, and we're not here to hate anybody. We're not here to condemn anybody. We're not here to bash anybody. But as we are the people of the Bible, it's our duty. It's our job to bring some truth out of the Bible. It's our job to bring some truth to you. And you may not get it today, but maybe you'll get it tomorrow. But we're going to continue to do the work of the Most High. We ask if you have any questions, please. Don't hesitate to ask us these questions. It's not all the time you get the opportunity to receive some understanding. It's not, you work 24/7. You might not have the time to read the Bible. So we're gonna come out here and bring a little bit of truth to you. Now we don't have a problem with anybody. We love everybody, all races, all nations. But however, We do have a problem with religion. We have a problem with the religion that's been set up. I'm talking about from Christianity to Islam to Buddhism, Hinduism, all of them. These religions have been set up to keep our people asleep. These religions have been set up to keep our people divided. These religions are set up so when a true spirit of the Most High awakens and wants to find the Most High, they'll get caught up in religion. We don't deal with religion. We deal with the Bible. Now, from an average man's point of view, when you hear of the Bible, you automatically correlate this book with Christianity. But little did you know, the Bible has nothing to do with Christianity at all. The Bible has nothing to do with Christianity at all. You come to find out when you join religion, what you're seeing in these churches, what these traditions are spewing out, what these rituals are doing, are not written in the Bible at all. So we're just here to separate the truth from the lies. We're here to separate God's word from philosophy, tradition, the words of man. That's all we're here to do. Alright, we can start off with John chapter 7, verse 38. You believe in the Most High? You must follow him in spirit and truth. If you believe in Christ, you must follow him in spirit and truth. Make sure you're not being led astray. Let's get that.
John chapter 7 verse 5. John chapter 7 verse 38. He that believeth on me,
he that believeth on the Most High, he that believeth on Christ,
he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said,
as my mother has said,
as the scriptures have said,
no, as religion has said,
as the scriptures have said,
a pastor,
as the scriptures have said,
as the scripture has said, he that believeth on the Most High, on Christ, as the scripture has said,
what? Out of his belly flow rivers of living water.
Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. That's life. That's understanding. That's wisdom. That's knowledge. That's eternal knowledge. We're going to get truth from this Bible. We're going to get information you would never be on your wildest imagination. Only the truth of the Most High can do this. Only the Bible can do this. You can't get nothing from these churches. You can't get nothing from these religions. In every single corner of neighborhood, you got within a 5-block radius churches set up, but nothing has changed. If religion was the answer, you would have been had a change a long time ago. You must believe on the Most High as the scripture have said. Let's get Jeremiah 17 and 5.
Jeremiah 17 and 5. Thus saith the Lord.
Thus saith who?
Thus saith the Lord.
So these are the words of the Most High. What do we?
Cursed be the man that trusteth in man.
Cursed be a man that trusteth in man. That means you can't put all your faith, all your trust, and depend it on another man. He's a man just like you. You can't put your trust in man. And do what?
And make flesh his arm.
And make flesh your arm. Meaning making man your strength. When you have a problem, you run to man. When you need your solutions, you run to man. What happened to running to the Most High? Getting on your knees and praying to the Father. Trust me, man, who put his trust in man and make it flesh his arm.
And whose heart departed from the Lord.
That's going to lead you astray from the Most High. You're going to become dependent on another man.
For he shall be like the heat in the desert.
So you'll be just like the heat in the desert.
And shall not see when good cometh.
And you won't see when the goodness is around you. You're setting limitations on yourself when you trust in man. Your trust should be in God only.
But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness.
You'll be completely dry.
In a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
Blessed is who?
Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord.
But blessed is the man who puts his trust in the Lord.
And whose hope? And whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters.
You shall be as a tree planted by the waters, which means you'll be nourished. You will grow abundantly.
and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh.
So when it gets dry, you won't suffer from it. You won't suffer from any parchment, any drought.
But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful, and shall not be careful in the year of drought.
So when there's a drought, you don't need to worry. Your leaves are green. You got full health.
Neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
And you will continually yield fruit. That's abundance. That's what happens when you put your trust in the Most High rather than putting your trust in man. Look what's man done to us since the beginning of time. Look at the condition we got this world right now. Everything is upside down. Everything is in ruin. And the people who the Most High gave his laws to teach his ways have been oppressed and put down at the bottom. Men have been the finances of wars, slavery, evil. We got to put down our own ways and come back to the Most High. That's what we feel to do. And stop putting our trust in man. You get Jeremiah 23 and 1.
Jeremiah 23 and 1. Woe be unto the pastors.
Did the Bible just say woe be unto the pastors? Are we supposed to be going to these pastors for truth? But the Bible's calling you out. Read that again.
Jeremiah 23, verse 1. Woe be unto the pastors that destroys and scatter my sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord.
So woe be unto these pastors that scatter my sheep. Meaning that we're supposed to be going to these pastors, these religious leaders, for truth and understanding. But what are they doing? They're shaking you down and taking your money. They'll read John 3:16 all day, pass around the collection plate, and dance around the church, and you haven't learned anything. And you come back the next week to do it again. You can't put all your trust in men. The pastor's not giving you anything. The church is supposed to be an interaction setting, a place for learning. But what are you learning in the churches? What has religion taught you?
Okay. That's what it is, man. See you, cool. I kill Yahshua going in on the streets, man, letting them know, blowing the trumpet, you know.
Yeah, for sure. It's just a blessing to have any outlet or opportunity at all, just to proclaim the truth. It's our duty. It's our duty. That's what we're here to do. Be the oracles of the Most High. Let this world know. Let people know. Whether it's street preaching, whether it's music, whatever you can do, hand out flyers, speak to people individually, house to house, whatever it may be. It's our duty, and it's just a blessing. Praise the Most High for, you know, having an opportunity to do that. It's I take it in complete humbleness and meekness. I love doing work for the Most High. And shout out to my brother Lawyer also, who was out there with me. It was just the two of us out here in Randolph, Massachusetts. And, you know, that was him that was reading for me. So shout out to him too as well.
Yo, brother, I seen at the end, all the way to the end, because I didn't play the whole thing, because I know we got a lot of more music to go through. But I just wanted to put that out there that we see and we, you know what I'm saying, we see your work and we, you know what I'm saying, we like to tell you, we commend you for going out there in those streets doing the work, because a lot of people don't understand going out there in those streets, you could come up on a lot of different conditions and a lot of different things could come up against you. So we commend you. You know what I'm saying, for going out there doing that work. Elaborate on a little bit, because somebody stopped you. Go talk to us about that.
Oh, yeah. The video, there was a, well, that was actually the second time. The very first time we we were street preaching out here. You know, some police officers were, you know, they had stopped us and asked us to, you know, clear what we were doing from the premises. We weren't allowed to be there. So, okay, you know, we packed up and left. And then we planned again to do another one further down, you know, way down the block. So as we were doing that, another police officer came by, you know, basically told us that what we're doing, the microphone, the speaker, just, you know, proclaiming what we're talking about. You know, we just couldn't do it. So that's what happened. She actually just approached us and, you know, she asked us to remove ourselves from the premises. You know, it was a misfortune because we only got through to about like half the lesson, half the message we're trying to bring forth. But yeah, that's what had happened there.
Okay, like I said, commend you again. And also, we like to shoot a shout out to people out there who, you know what I'm saying, we understand there's a lot of people who supporting people who doing the work. You know what I'm saying? It's people who support the people who listen to the music. It's the people who, listen to the music. It's people who, you know what I'm saying, watch the videos. It's people who support the people who doing the work. And we like to thank all the people who supporting the people who doing the work. It's a must that we do that, because it's just as important for a person to be linked in just as much as important for the person to be out there doing the work. So you, I like to give a special thanks to those people. I like to give a special thanks to one sister I know been linked in, listen to Brother Shawar music, Brother John Boy music. She be linked in on the Facebook. She be linked in on all the blog talks, or the Wednesday blog talk, the Friday blog talk. I like to thank the sister Victoria Lee for supporting all the brothers' work. So every week we're gonna see who supporting, and we're going to give a special shout-out to the people we know that's supporting the people that's doing the work, as well as we saluting the brothers that's doing the work. There you go, brother. Take over the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Shout-out to Victoria Lee. She is very, very supportive, as well as everybody else as well, too. Shout-out to every single one of you. Okay, I guess I'll go into the next one. You know, going off the street preaching, you know, one of the subjects I was talking about was the Most High being our arm and our strength. So I'll go into this next song. It's called Gasoline. And I think it's actually one of Brother Dwayne's, one of his favorites.
So the
concept behind this one is, you know, just having the Most High be your strength and, having him be in your corner, because you know, this world we live in is a dark world. It's completely abound in, you know, sin and wickedness. And us being in the truth and being that light and walking in that light, we're always constantly at battle with this world. So the concept is really being in a boxing match or a fight against this world. But nevertheless, we have the Most High in our corner, and it's just important to know that. So it's called Gasoline.
And I'ma keep swinging, Lord, don't let me get tired. Be my gasoline, Lord, you can't put out my fire. Be sharpening my sword and polishing my armor. It's my fight against the world, and I need you in my corner. I shall fear no evil, nor the shadow of death. When the Shire is my shepherd, I don't want to set. No God above thee, and I don't need no other. Anoint me with oil, my cup runneth over. Yeah, I'm hanging by the skin of my teeth. Forget this world, cause it wasn't meant for me. I'm feeling out of place like a jigsaw puzzle. Can't even speak my mind, as if my mouth was muzzled.
The dark will never comprehend the light. This world just wasn't meant for a follower of Christ. Even if I go blind, I will never lose my sight. Cause I'ma pray for higher with all of my might. Yeah, the good God Christ to the left of my chest. I suggest you get behind me, Satan, like my footsteps. Yes, and you can never take my soul. I follow Yeshua like the yellow brick road. Yeah, but we ain't dealing with no wizards, man. Quit it, but you won't get acquitted like Zimmerman. Yeah, lizards, man, snakes, and chameleons. Spirits of Nephilim got our men feminine. I'm glad I found the path as narrow as it is. And once you walk it through, you'll see how narrow it gets. I hope I make it to the kingdom most high willing. And that my name's in the place you can find his will in. And I'ma keep swinging, Lord, don't let me get tired. You be my gasoline, so they can't put out my fire. Been sharpening my sword and polishing my armor. I'ma knock this world out, cause I got you in my corner. And you shine your light on me, like I'm a lampstand. And I give you my heart, like a transplant. I can't stand how I can't comprehend the I am that I am. For what good is a man? Put blood on the track, cause it's straight from the heart. Give me eternal bread, I don't need a shopping cart. On your mark, get ready and start. Count your life lost when you picking up this cross. Yeah, and that thing got some weight on it, and you gon' feel the heat like LeBron and Wade on it. I praise the higher, that's my intuition. No need to wrestle, I'm in total submission. And Christ is the boss, I just do the work. He's the volume of the book, the nouns and the verbs, apostrophe. Cause I hang on every word, wanna be like the Messiah. So I study like a nerd. And I'ma keep swinging, Lord, don't let me get tired. Just be my gasoline, so they can't put out my fire. Been sharpening my sword and polishing my armor. It's my fight against the world, and I need you in my corner.
We're back. We tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Special guest, Kiyashu Bob.
Yes, that was Gasoline. And that song, I actually, I didn't plan on putting that song out because it was the first song I actually wrote where I really put a lot of, anger. It kind of came off a little bit more hardcore than the previous amount of work I had done on the Forever Praise album. It was the first track on my I Kingdom Come album. And after I wrote it, it was something for myself, really, with what I was dealing with, just being really angry at this world. But I called my wife and I ran it by her. I asked her, do you think I should release this? Do you think it's a little bit too hardcore or, different? But she called me back. She said, this is amazing. You definitely should put this out. And then that same night, I ended up putting it out. So that one almost didn't make the cut, but,
What?
For real.
Hey, man, I like to just say, shout out to your wife, man. You helped me because you told me, you said earlier, that she was the reason that you got into the music. It sounded like she had done, gave you the extra push to have you go into the music. And then, it is, you just said that, she gave you the extra inspiration to go ahead and put that on wax, man. So praise the higher for your help meet your wife. That's what's up, man.
Absolutely. Really. Praise the Most High for her, man. She's a complete blessing. I don't know what I'd do without her, man. So I thank the Most High for her every day. I let her know that, too. Which actually, this is a good opportunity to go into this next song right here. It's called Table for Two. This one was dedicated to her, but the concept behind this one is basically, our women, they deal with a lot of stress, and as, the husband, the men, we really should play the role of, helping them mending their hearts and helping them, get through the pains and the struggles that they go through, because they're definitely there for us, and they deserve it, so it's called Table for Two. You can go ahead and roll it.
Dinner for two, to slip out of those shoes. Dinner prepared for you, don't worry about tonight. Pour you a glass of wine, don't worry about the time. To sit back and recline, don't worry about tonight. First off, all praises to the Most High for keeping us together through this whole time. I remember those days that I would pray for signs. We went from being parallel and now we both aligned. Lean on our power like the Tower of Pisa. My queen got the perfect smile, sorry Mona Lisa. Come here baby, yes you have a seat. Tell me about your day, let me massage your feet. See I know it's stressful, but at the end of the road is restful. Baby, so keep your head up and do the best you can. Gotta carry that cross, and I give you a hand. I would never let you fall, I'll be your kickstand. The supporter, cheerleader, and number one fan. Tonight, let's have dinner for two. Just slip out of those shoes, dinner prepared for you. Don't worry about tonight, pour you a glass of wine. Don't worry about the time, just sit back and recline. Don't worry about tonight, a table set for two. My eyes are set on you, and I enjoy the view. Don't worry about tonight, baby, just take my hand. Tonight we're gonna dance like it's our anniversary tonight. What's love without the Most High? And with Christ as the core, we'll be just fine. Cause we stay rooted like a roadmap, climbing mountains, but we never roll back. Carry you over my shoulder if I have to, and you can have both my heart if I had to. You fit me just right, tailor-made suit. And you can get a little selfish, cause this one is just for you. See, they might wear us down, but they can't tear us down. And they might kick us down, but they can't keep us down. Don't have to fight alone, it's the pair of us now. So tell them bring it on, see they scared of us now. And I'll be right by your side like a passenger, ready to help you up like a ladder does. And I know at times it gets stressful, but at the end of that road is restful. Tonight, let's have dinner for two. Slip out of those shoes, dinner prepared for you. Don't worry about tonight, pour you a glass of wine. Don't worry about the time, just sit back and recline. Don't worry about tonight, a table set for two. My eyes are set on you, and I enjoy the view. Don't worry about tonight, baby, just take my hand. Tonight we're gonna dance like it's our anniversary. Tonight, take my hand. And leave all those burdens to me. See, tonight we're gonna dance like it's our anniversary. See, baby, they can never, and I mean they will never. They can't tear us apart, not even with the shredder. And trust me, I know it's time to get stressful, but at the end of that road, it's restful. Tonight, let's have dinner for two. To slip out of those shoes, dinner prepared for you. Don't worry about tonight, pour you a glass of wine. Don't worry about the time, just sit back and recline. Don't worry about tonight, a table set for two. My eyes are set on you, and I enjoy the view. Don't worry about tonight, baby, just take my hand. Tonight we're gonna dance like it's our anniversary tonight.
Yes, yes, you're back. We tuned in to the Lion's Den. Brother Kiyasha Wild, Table for Two.
Yes, yes. That was Table for Two, and shout out to all the couples out there in the truth, because it's a tough walk. It's always a blessing to have somebody else to walk that road with, you know, but it's not easy. It's not easy, so stay strong in the faith and, you know, get through it together. I do have another dedication song. This one's called Blessed Be Your Name. And this song is basically dedicated to Aliana Littleton, which is the daughter of a friend of mine. Who she's only couple months old, and right after her, she was born with a hole in her heart, actually. And, you know, she pretty much had to go, she had to undergo surgery, you know, as a newborn baby. And within a week, less than a week, as a matter of fact, she had her surgery, and she was out, back home with her family. She's healthy, kicking live as ever. And definitely got to recognize the Most High for that. It can only be the Most High. So it's called Blessed Be Your Name, and that was the concept behind it.
There's a tear in my heart that only you can sew. I'm hanging off a cliff, Lord, don't ever let me go. See the Jacob, Lord, just help me grow. You're the captain of the boat, and I'm just here to row. And if I ever fall, be my parachute. I hope you hear my prayer, and that I'm not on mute. Just wanna do better, cause no man do it good. I hope I make the flight so I don't misunderstood. And if I cry, let it be for joy. Fill me up with knowledge so I'm no longer destroyed. And I'ma do the work so I can stay employed. I'm gonna praise today, tomorrow rejoice. But if I slow down, a prayer and a fast, I've been running laps, but how long will I last? Lord, fill up my tank, cause I'm running out of gas. I submit to you, no more rough draft. Lord, don't let me drown, be my raft in the flood. And let Satan fall in that pit he dug. Father, keep me close like a bear hug. Wash me from my sins, and I don't need a tub. If I break down, be my jumper cable. No longer sit with devils if I'm eating at your table. I'm on the treetop, the wind blowing my cradle. But you keep me on top, as if I was a halo. Call the ambulance, and it's you to my rescue. All praises to a higher, my strength and refuge. And blessed be your name, and blessed be your name. And worthy is he, the lamb that was slain. I built you on my heart, and I can't remove the stain. And I'ma keep the law so I don't worship in vain. Praise him with the dance, praise him with the timbrel, praise the instruments and with high sounding cymbals, praise him with the trumpet, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum set and a guitar. Blow that trombone and play that piano, blow that saxophone and sing in soprano. Praise be the Lord, we sing unto our King. Just show up at my door and let freedom ring. Let the high praises spring from my mouth, to separate my lips and let my tongue shout. I praise thee the Lord, praise thee the Lord, let everything that breathes praise thee the Lord. And we gon' bless your name, cause blessed be your name. And worthy is he, the lamb that was slain. I filled you on my heart, and I can't remove the stain. And I'ma keep the law, so I don't worship in vain. And we gon' bless your name, cause blessed be your name. And worthy is he, the lamb that was slain. I filled you on my heart, and I can't remove the stain. And I'ma keep the law, so I don't worship in vain. And if I ever fall, be my parachute. I hope you hear my prayer, and that I'm not on mute. Just wanna do better, cause no man do it good. I hope I make a flight so I don't misunderstood. And if I cry, let it be for joy. Fill me up with knowledge so I'm no longer destroyed. And I'ma do the work so I can stay employed. I'm gonna praise today, tomorrow rejoice. And praise him with the dance, praise him with the timbrel, praise him instruments, and with high sound with cymbals. Praise him with the trumpet, praise him with the harp, praise him with the drum set and a guitar. Blow that trombone and play that piano, blow that saxophone or sing in soprano. Praise be the Lord, we sing unto our King. Show up at my door and let freedom ring. Let the high praises spring from my mouth, separate my lips and let my tongue shout. Praise be the Lord, praise be the Lord, let everything I breathe praise be the Lord.
Yes, yes. You're back tuned in to the Lion's Den, Worthy Christ, and the Brother Kiyashi Wab.
Yes.
Brother Kiyashi Wab, man, you're a beautiful brother, man. You You putting in that work for the Most High, and you know what I'm saying? You got that soft side with you. You sound aggressive when you be rapping sometimes, but you real little, you know, you're a humble brother. That's what's up.
So, thank you, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So check this out. Everybody who listening, we got 8 minutes to overtime. So Brother Jonathan finna give you a number so you could call this number and you come over to this number. So if you want to start coming over to this number now, it's the best thing to start doing, because once we go on overtime, it'll start kicking people off. So you can start calling this number the brother going to give you, because we finna go on the overtime, because this brother still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This brother still got 8 more songs. So if you want to participate, hear the brother speak on what inspired him to make these songs, the fire and the passion that this brother have, and the things in his life he's sharing with you, call over to Brother Jonathan's number, what he's going to give you for the overtime.
Yeah, that number is 754-300-6344. That's 754-300-6344. But real quick, I think that the people who are already in the studio with us, they could probably just stay on to make it easier. And if they get bumped out, then, of course, switch over, because I remember last week, I believe the people in the studio were able to carry over. Because I know I still see John Boy on, number 754.
Get that number out again.
Number 754-300-6344. So, because like I said, I still see some brothers. I know I see your cow, and I see John Boy right now. They still in there.
What you do right fast, pull the brother John Boy in, because to be honest with you, that's how I ran across you all on Root of All Evil. So that's how I ran across the brother.
What's this?
Listen to a John Boy track.
What's this, brother John Boy? We about to bring you in. Hold on one moment. Let me. Words of Christ, you tuned in.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shalom.
Oh, man. We just sitting here chilling. Hey, I never got a chance to just let them all play through. Like, I catch them when you post them up, man. We chilling. We sitting back here, man. We zoned out, man. Oh, yeah.
That's
man. Your music won, man. No. So, yeah, I remember when I heard a couple songs, man, I had to hit him up, and we ended up doing that Really Evil track, me, him, and another brother named Chop. We had put that together. And, look, the song I did the song that day, and I hit him up, and I was the one expecting him to bring it back the same day. So he got it done that same day. And then the same day, it was out. I'm like, oh, okay, this is up then. So, yeah, I went pretty out not too long. So, yeah. That was a blessing. I'm enjoying the show, man. And hopefully we can get some more collabs going. You know.
Oh, yeah, man, for sure. Definitely looking forward to that, man.
Mm-hmm.
You already know, man. And
yeah.
Definitely John Boy, man. John Boy, man, when I first came into the truth, man, just stepping into it, you know, I heard John Boy, his first song I heard was We Want Jerusalem, that, you know, gave us back our land.
Oh, yeah.
That's
the first song
I heard, man. That's the first song I ever heard. And then immediately became a fan of your music, man. So, you know, definitely, man, shout out to you, man, pioneering it.
Oh, man, shout out to the Father, man. He put it on me to do it, so, you know, I couldn't
praise
do that.
Praise the Father.
That wasn't him.
For sure, man. For sure.
Yeah. Real quick, John Boy, man, we want to have you back on, too, man. Like, we definitely went and got, me and Brother Dwayne got a copy each, man, of... That Resurrection 3, man.
Praise the Highest for that, man. We had done blessed the show with some of your tracks last week. I had to, you know what I mean? So blessed the show with some of your tracks last week, but we want to have you come on, man, when you can be available, whether it be Monday or whatever day, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, do an exclusive.
All right. Yeah, I want people to hear the whole thing. So, you know, people who can't, you know, purchase it, I always put out there, you know, if you want it, I will email it to you. You know what I'm saying? You can't purchase it because, you know, I don't like to put too much business out there, but, you know, we kind of fell on some times and whatnot. So I just look forward to my people, you know, to kind of lift us up a little bit. And they did. So, you know, if you can't get it, I still want you to hear it. It's not, you know, it's not where I'm, you know, trying to be a millionaire off of it. I do it for the people anyway. I just, you know, it just came from where, you know, a lot of problems came through, and I just looked towards my family, and they looked out. So I appreciate you brothers too for doing that, you know. So
sure.
Well, if we bring the Redemption 3 to the Lions, then we'll get to the people for free with you elaborating on behind every track. So bring it to the Lions then.
Oh man, you already know. You already know.
So that's what it is. Go ahead and put it. We don't know what date yet. To be announced, but John Born the Lions then Redemption 3.
Coming soon.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh yeah, hey. Because I know you're chilling and everything. I know we're gonna let you get back in the queue and chill with the family and everything. You know what I'm saying? You give us your view on because I know you checked out the self-destruction. Self-destruction. What you think about that?
Man, look, I didn't get to check it out just yet. And look, I thought about it the day before. I'm like, what was that song he wanted me? And I never, you know what I'm saying? My fault. I'm going to check it out.
Just when you get a chance, man, because I know it's gonna fuel some fire in y'all brothers, man.
Yeah.
I got to get you all to look at it. But when y'all boys get a chance, I know, man, it's gonna fuel a fire in y'all boys. And
oh,
I know the
out,
one I can put on you. Huh?
I checked it out. Self-destruction, right? The mass collab.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. I checked it out. Because when you mentioned it on the show, when I went to the house, it just dawned on me like, oh yeah, he said. And it was easy to remember because the name Self Destruct. So I looked it up, and yeah, that's gonna be a good one. That's definitely a banger soon to come, for sure.
Oh,
there it is, live in the Lions Den, the communion.
yeah. Communion with the brethren.
That'd be a blessing to just get all the brothers together, man, and some sisters too, man. I got a sister on the Redemption 3, man. She killed the track. She came through and hopped on the remix, man. She did a thing on that. So sisters too, you know.
Sarah put out there. Talk to Sarah. What was her name? Sarah.
I always butcher the Hebrew name, man. My Hebrew name. Well, her name is Rukaya, though. Well, you know, that's her Hebrew name. Sarah, I think it is. But yeah, you know, sister too, man. We just need to come together, at least if it's only for a few tracks. But, you know, put something out there where, you know, it ain't like, okay, I'm doing my thing and he doing his thing. We all got the same. I just telling my wife this. And we were listening to the show. I'm like, it's amazing that we are doing the same thing, basically, with the same goal in mind. You know what I'm saying? We are doing, you know, it's one road. But, you know, we just need to, I think, all come together. Like, y'all brothers had the idea. So, and once I heard it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's definitely what we need to do.
Yeah.
Okay, with that said, let me go ahead and send Shawab that we ain't run.
Brother?
I think
the brother Dwayne, he just got cut off. I know he did.
I know y'all can hear me because I'm the host. But anyway, he'll be calling back in a few seconds. But we had already spoke on one of your songs, John Boy. You there, John Boy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. What's up? Yeah, we had already spoke on one of your songs, Brother John Boy, and it was the We Ain't Running, because that song there, man, is such – that's a great song, man. We were thinking about a collab with all the brethren doing they, you know, they thing on that We Ain't Running, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's your work. But that's just an idea we had in mind, man, because – But that is a classic, though, brother. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, that's what the brother Dwayne, I believe, was going to ask you about as far as letting everybody get on that We Ain't Running. And that's pretty much what it reads. We Ain't Running, man. So.
Yeah. I remember talking to y'all brothers about it. Dawada hit me up when it first came out, and he was like, hey, man, you know, let's do a remix to it. I'm like, cool. And I was like, all right, but I got to go find the beat, so. I'm had to go search for it somewhere on my computer, because when I get the beat, I never remember the title of the beat. It just becomes part of the song. You know what I'm saying? So now I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta beat, but once I find it, I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to find. So, but I'm gonna find it,
okay.
And then we can get that rolling. I'm gonna stretch it out and throw the brother on there. I don't want to butcher your name either, brother, because I know you're Gunsman, man, but I don't want to butcher your hero. But yeah, I'm gonna send it to you. I think I gotta get your email again, and then you know, I'm gonna spread it out. So with the brother Mav, and you know, that was live, man. Y'all just collab on it.
For sure, man. Mm-hmm.
Shawar's gonna be sending you his Last Supper.
yeah, definitely. We'll do that one too. Last Supper. I'll send that one out. Definitely.
Yeah, that'll be a blessing, man.
Dog.
Yeah, the mouth. Because eventually we all gonna be together anyway. So let's start
right.
Them now.
Right.
Exactly. And basically that's the call on the play. You know what I'm saying? Coming through Warriors in Christ, we definitely. That's the call on the play. So that we make it our business to hit y'all brothers up, whether it be Facebook. Telephone, text message, email, you feel me? So we just keeping it all on one accord, you know what I'm saying? It's been working out well. All praise to the highest. So you already know we're going to be at y'all, boys. So that's what it is.
And another thing, because, you know, all of brothers, you know, we call and speak to you, brothers. And, you know what I'm saying? We already, since we're online, I'm going to put it out there. This is actually... You can see the difference on the ones who truly calling on the who calling on the true name. You can see the coming together. You can see the not lashing at each other. You actually could see the difference, the like mindedness when you dealing with the true name. Because when you're on the right path, you come together to link in instead of tear down. So yeah, man.
Yeah.
I love you, brother. So yeah, most definitely.
Man, it just, I mean, you said it, and it is very familiar. You know, we notice that. There's a lot of love with us, you know, calling on the height. There's a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? So that led me to believe. Once I seen the brothers, you know, bring out the name, and then I'm like, okay, the way they preach, the way they go about things, they ain't, you know, a lot of people like to call them pastors. These brothers not pastors. Because they don't, you know, because you don't see a lot of verbal abuse. These brothers ain't strong. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Love is truth, and you can give somebody truth without tearing them down. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, man, I think we all agree that this is definitely the true name, and we on the right path.
Yeah. We're going to take our chances with a higher by Shimmy Shari while we're walking. So.
Hey, John, but hold on a second. What his name? He want to know the number. He's going to pull himself in. Mal.
My number? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
my
Mal, yeah, put that number out there.
He can hear us right now. What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm sending him the wrong number. Hold on. Put it out there anyway for online.
Okay, everybody out there listening, the number to link in through conference call via Blog Talk Radio / Facebook, 754-300-6344. And then you know what? Before we pull in Matt, I got the brother Yakal been there for the longest. We need to pull him
pull that brother in.
Hold on, brother Yakal, we bring you in. You already know what comes first. Shabbat shalom. You tuned in to the Lion's Den. Yo, brother Yakal, you there? Brother Yakal. You might have stepped away from the line, so that's what it is. Brother John Boy and Kiyasha Wav, y'all there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So okay. Let's see.
We got a 937. I know who the 937 is, so we'll.
So what we could do, John could go back to chilling, and okay. We could go back into finishing up. But a bronze called in, want to speak to the brother, want to. You know, everybody want to collaborate, you know, because
right.
The brother already said he linked in. So, you know, he does a spam. And Shawab, I got a request, man.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I got one, too. I already know what it's about to be hard. I'm finna fade you out, John, boy.
All right.
All right.
No, I ain't finna go there. No way. I'm finna go there.
You need to go there, man. Because, boy, I want to make sure that gets played, boy.
I'm finna go there. Okay. I hit this brother up, man. I was like, man, I done heard the gasoline. I done heard the Last Supper. And that was my request, because that Last Supper series. But the brother you want to hit it. So, man, I hit the brother up, and I was like, man, you a meek, very meek for brother, but when you get on that microphone, you just change. You just change. I heard a beat that I know you're a dismantle. And I was like, man, you know, come on, give us exclusive for the Warriors in Christ. And, man, I shot this brother this track. It was just we gonna let y'all hear this, and y'all give us what y'all think of this, man. Go ahead and take it away, brother. Do your thing, Shawab.
All right, I'm not gonna give the content. I'm just gonna let them hear it. But the name of it is called Warrior in Christ.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we coming like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that you're all a quorum. Yeah, we on. So ring the alarm. What you waiting for? You're all a quorum. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. You're all a got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the most high power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshua. And sayonara, get rid into your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's the higher by Hashem that I go. Still a higher by Hashem, Yeshua is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshua all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great. With the higher as my power, and Yeshua as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu,
We come into a city near you. Hot off the press, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of Hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod until that sea to make way. We walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock them over like a tower with the Allah higher now. One accord, all aboard the fellowship. We played a starring role, but you wanna flip the script. The land of milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the children of these scriptures, we fit the description. But we don't fit this world like things poking out a mitten. We love not the world, we don't want it. Bit it and spit it out like a scotch bonnet. Remove the blinds, my people waking up. No more to and fro, like a hockey puck. Tell me, who did the Shia come to save? Is Israel a servant? Is Israel a slave? Tell them behave, we don't wanna have to brawl them. Shia on the speed dial, don't make us have to call them. Yeah, hope you got it understood. We the battle axe, boy I wish you would. And we won't stomp you out, we use a jackhammer. Kwam Yasharala on the banner. And we keep the light on like a lantern. We stand firm and let them throw a tantrum. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
See these forecast that we come in like a storm. So we throw the trump and let them know that Yasharala kwam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala kwam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power. Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, but we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we might have to run that bite, but I ain't gonna lie to you, buddy.
I got one part in here that I
listened to this song, bro, today. I was at the gym for about a good hour. I listened to this song, like, for the whole hour. The same song over and over and over. And one part in there, you say one accord, we aboard the fellowship. I say,
yeah.
Man, hold on, man. That's what's happening, though. Do your thing, bro. Speak on it.
Yeah, it was actually Brother Dwayne. He hit me up with the beat quest. So what I did, I just listened to it. And now the song was, I believe it's by Young Buck. And the original name of the song is called Stomp. And basically just took the concept of what he was, bringing forth in the song and kind of flipped it and turned into, I wanted to call it Kwam at first, but when it, as part of the hook, I had the part where it said, don't try, boy, you leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. It only just made sense to name the song Warrior in Christ, you know what I mean? So I think that same night I wrote it and recorded it the next day, sent it right out, and there you have it, yep.
No, man, 2 months? No, you a veteran, man. You've been rapping about 4, 5, 6, 7 years, man. You a veteran.
Yeah, no, no. Fucking hang up the shoes and retire right about now, man. Come on, man.
No, man, right. Nah, just started.
Well, done did that. He done it all.
Yeah.
Done it all. But look, though, me and Wayne was definitely praise the Most High. Me and Wayne was saying that, you know, being that song is called Warrior in Christ, man, we probably going to definitely have to play that every show moving forward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Letting them know we are warriors in Christ. So
absolutely.
If we have your permission, brother, that's what it is.
Absolutely. Praise the Most High.
Go ahead and continue because you still got so much fire left. Man, you got a lot of good stuff coming, man. Let's go.
Okay. Next one, we could have Last Supper, and this song was basically a shout out, or basically a shout out to the men of the Most High, you know, sisters as well, Who do the work? That's really time to stand up and, you know, take what's ours and, you know, do this work as if it's due tomorrow, but really do it as if there's no tomorrow. So it's called Last Supper. Yep, yeah, go ahead and roll it.
Give me the cue. Never mind, I just go in. My cup runneth over. Forget about the brim. We go Shem, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All praises to a higher Yasharallah. Gotta wake up.
Go on with your life, boys, if there ain't a judgment. When you're shy in the kitchen, he got something in the oven. You're bugging. Got me shoulder shrugging for your brethren. Dinner's ready, grab a plate, cause there won't be no seconds. So listen up. Grab your pad and pencils. Be ready for some blisters when you put on Christ's sandals. If you can't handle the cross, get your weight up. That's the spirit and the soul, boy. Step your faith up.
And wait a minute, where are all the men at? It's our turn to bat. We about to send that. Christ is building up an army. Be ready for the draft. 144, and you can count on that. It's time to man up and show them what we made of. It's time to step up. Don't need an escalator, so tell them stand up. As if we on a lever, we need to get up and stay up forever.
Pray for, can't stay for those who wait for the maker, the creator, and the savior that the clay was made for. Or, well, need I say more? Just check our foreheads to see what team we playing for. Yeah, and we go off like we atomic. They sick of us, need to look for symptoms cause we chronic. Yeah, put on your Christ like a bonnet or garment. Gosh darn it, we strapped like a harness. And honestly can't rid us, even if you bombed us. Just take the word for it, we the children of the promise. The Most High is my spine, he always got my back. So if I'm playing quarterback, I'm never getting sacked. Man, I feel like Jesse Owens on the track. Barry Bones with the back, and Jordan to the rack. And I'ma keep going like no chorus on the track, cause I wanna make sure that you hear me like a brat. We need to do this work as if it's due tomorrow. Matter of fact, do this work as if there's no tomorrow. The truth is mine, I didn't need to borrow. So I increase my knowledge, though it increases sorrow. I'll die for the truth, you don't wanna contend. I keep a higher in your shire, on top like a fin. So rooted in the word, take a look at my stem. I get straight to the point, so you can never bend. Root things from the stool, the Most High rests his feet on. This world is so cold, Christ is about to turn the heat on. Married to my power, that I will never cheat on. You're either hot or cold, make your choice and keep on. Jacob's trouble struggle like a baby teeth coming. Israel treadmill, we just keep going. Rolling to the wicked with his words as smooth as butter. Yeshua coming back, enjoy your last supper. Yeah, yeah, Yeshua coming back, enjoy your last supper.
All right, we're back. You tuned in to the Lion's Den Warriors in Christ. Special guest, Hebrew All-Star, Kiyashua.
Yeah, so that was Last Supper. And the name Last Supper came from actually the very last line that I said, which is, woe unto the wicked who makes his words as smooth as butter. Is shy coming back, enjoy your last supper. That's to all the you know, the leaders of this world right now, the rulers of this world, the principalities, the powers who are eating while the meek and the poor are starving. They can enjoy their last supper because, you know, our Lord and Savior Yeshua is not too far from his way here. and actually, which is a good segue for me to go into this song, which is called Thy Kingdom Come. And this is actually about Yeshua coming back and then his return. And, you know, we all know what's going to happen, so we just have to play our role because we know that the Most High's will, it will be done. And we just welcome his kingdom. So it's called Thy Kingdom Come.
Hail to our King as he cometh with a palace, for that day is great, that there is none like it. Bring him his crown as he sits upon his throne, he will gather his elect and carry them all home. Hunger no more, thirst no more, no more pains and sores or hurt no more. The Lamb shall feed them and lead them forevermore. Bless the Almighty, our Savior and our Lord. Roll that red carpet for our King with many crowns. Every voice will sing and every knee will bow. Let thy will be done, let thy kingdom come. All praises to a higher Yeshua, welcome. Swiftly with his clouds and his chariots of heaven, let every man repent and every tongue confess. Let thy will be done, let thy kingdom come. All praises to a higher Yeshua, welcome. Make way like the Red Sea, Israel on the rise and we exceed. You can't knock us down like set deep, cause Yeshua got us covered like a bed sheet. Got the law with Christ as my attorney. I'm ready for this walk as if it were a journey. Rely on the lie on and stand with the Lamb. Let bygones be bygones, but give us our land. And Lord, may my spirit be healed, cause I can't see my soul burning in the pits of hell. And it stays on my mind like a migraine. Path so narrow, you gotta walk it sideways. And I know we gotta make it through these trials, so I stay in the word like a vow. And I hope you hear the prayer of your child. And for those looking for Christ, but they in the wrong aisle. Roll that red carpet for our King with many crowns. Every voice will sing and every knee will bow. Let thy will be done, let thy kingdom come. All praises to a higher Yeshua, welcome. Swiftly with his clouds and his chariots of heaven, let every man repent and every tongue confess. Let thy will be done, let thy kingdom come. All praises to a higher Yeshua, welcome. Been carrying my cross, see the marks on my shoulders. Every step I take is stealing more like a boulder. But you got my back like a Heimlich maneuver. Hail to the ruler, writing on my medulla. Forever praise a higher and we holler at the moon. So make room for the bride and the groom. Kingdom coming soon, I know you heard the rumor. Under your skin and it's boiling like a tumor. Tied to our power, but not with the knots, but with the covenant, which is written on the heart. Tell them clouds move apart. Make way for the Messiah as he cometh with the sword. Baptizing with the fire, yeah. And he cometh with thousands of his saints. This world will pass away, but his word will stay. Time to awake and make ready for this battle. All praises to our Father as if nothing else matters. Roll that red carpet for our King with many crowns. Every voice will sing and every knee will bow. Let thy will be done, let thy kingdom come. All praises to a higher Yeshua, welcome. Swiftly with his clouds and his chariots of heaven, let every man repent and every tongue confess. Let thy will be done, let thy kingdom come. All praises to a higher Yeshua, welcome. And I heard a number, then all of them were sealed. 144,000 from Israel, 12,000 from Gad, 12,000 from Judah, Levi, Asher,
Asia, Manasseh and Reuben, Ephraim, Issachar, and Simeon, Naphtali, Zebulun, and Benjamin, and they were given crowns and dominion, salvation to our King and glory to the Lamb.
All right, that was Thy Kingdom Come by your brother, our brother, Yahshua. Go ahead, brother.
Yes, Thy Kingdom Come, which is actually the name of that song is actually the name, the theme for this album that I'm working on, you know, soon to be done, Thy Kingdom Come. This next track right here is, since we're on that same subject, it's called Hail to the King. This song is basically about, you know, having the Most High be protector, be our protector, protect us from evil, and whatever it is we're going through. So it's called Hail to the King.
From the evil, hail to the King, Lord of love, may he protect us from evil.
One time for the most, I'll praise this to a higher, we gon' spread it like toast. Be my guest as we serve the Lord of hosts, and we can praise together wherever the river flows. As I walk through that valley of life, Yeshua be my sword in these battles of life. I'm decked in my armor as if I was the knight. Fear no arrows by the day, nor the terror by night. Seen them fall by my left, even more by my right. So Lord be my wings, so I can take flight. Yeshua be my light like a candle. Protect me from this evil with the legion of angels. Give me the strength to walk a mile in your sandals, and let my light stand as if I was a lamppost. I'm tied to a higher and I'm tangled. All praises to the Lord, cause we don't give him samples.
Hail to the King and Lord of love, may he protect us from the evil. Lord of love, may he protect us from evil.
Yeah, and he is worthy to be praised, so we follow Yeshua to the Ancient of Days. And we'll forever sing, Bride of the Lamb, Yasharala got the ring. See, we kneel to the King, and hail to the King. Even if they killed and put nails to the King, we gon' lift our eyes over these high heels, and you give us a boost like women in high heels. The sun cannot smite me by the day. The Lord is my keeper, the Lord is my shade. And we'll be apple picking from the tree of life. Till then we sowing seeds and let the fruit ripe. Protect me from this evil like a hedge on me, and cast away these demons that held on me. Shower me with blessings like it fell on me, and dress me with your love and look well on me.
Hail to the King and Lord of love, protect us from the evil. Hail to the King, Lord of love, may he protect us from evil. Hail to the King and Lord of love, may he protect us from the evil. Hail to the King, Lord of love, may he protect us from evil.
All right, words in Christ, Yahshua, hail to the King. That was a nice track, brother.
Thank you, Tawada. Yeah, it was definitely fun making that too, because it had a little bit of a reggae feel to it. So it was different, you know, from the work I was doing prior, but it definitely came out. I liked it. It was one of my more favorite songs too. This next track is it's called Carry Me. And basically, this song is about having the Most High carry us, especially when we fall. You know, the scripture says a righteous man may fall seven times. But the important thing is that we get right back up. And then, you know, one thing is that I know it's just not me that feels it sometimes, but when we slip up, we wonder, is the Most High still, will he still work with us? You know, will he take that spirit from us, the Holy Spirit? Will he actually carry us? Will he continue to walk with us? And we can only pray and hope so. So it's called Carry Me.
Carry me like a river to the land of promise that you kept forever and ever. Lord, be my shelter, my guidance, supporter, and my helper. Our Father who art in heaven, I pray that you let me take part in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, the only name that I reverence. And I'ma holler it, they just gon' have to accept it. Feed me with bread unleavened, forgive me of my debts as I forgive my brethren. But thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory. All praises to a higher for all you've done for me. Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me? Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me? Carry me in a manger, swaddle me with love and protect me from danger. And I'ma keep the law without a hinder, write it on my heart and sign it with your finger. And if I fall, let me fall like a feather, so I can have time to get it all together. I put on Christ like a sweater, and keep him clipped on like a buckle in a belt. Lord, set me free, no Mason. I don't just follow Christ like Jason. I think the highest will open in my eyes. And yeah, we're biased, all praises to a higher. Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me? Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me? Yeah, carry me like a newborn, and over floods, and through storms. No time to wait, at a fork in the road with a spoon and a plate. I'm losing weight, Lord give me the patience and the strength to make it through these tribulations. And my house is no longer a home, waxing thin as my skin, cleave it to my bones. Granted this truth, but I walk in it alone. Surround me with your blessings as if I'm in a dome. Yeah, you set it in stone. All praises be to ye who sits upon his throne. Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me? Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me? Lord, I really need you, you're the only one that I'll ever cleave to. Have mercy on my soul, will you spare me? And if I ever fall, will you carry me?
Wild, carry me. Let him know, brother.
Yeah.
Next track.
Yep. Next track. That was definitely one of my favorite too, Carry Me. this
yeah,
stuff
I like
right
the vibe
here.
Of that. I like that whole vibe. Yeah.
That was Lady Bite. Yes, sir.
Water. Water, thank you. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback on the music too, especially with that track. I've had a lot of friends who are not, you know, walking in his truth. But you know, even though they're not walking in it, when they hear the music, they highly support it because they can feel my belief. They can feel me when you know, when they hear it, and they love, you know, they love that song, you know, whether they're in the truth or not. So praise the Most High for that, and thank you again. This next track is called Soldier. It's actually being about a soldier for the Most High, and no matter what it takes, you know, we'll always proclaim the name of the Most High. We'll always fight for the Most High. The scripture tells us to contend for the truth. So it's about being a soldier for the Most High, no matter what.
Lord, you got a soldier in the blink of an eye. I leave it all behind for you. Just know you got a soldier, and I'ma ride till I die. I leave it all behind for you. I'ma get through the fire and the flood, covered in blood. I'ma crawl through the mud for you. Lord, you got a soldier. Just know you got a soldier. Yeah, I pay my respect and salute. I signed my name on the spot. They need a recruit. I kangaroo jumped on it. Forget the parachute. Just give me my sword and I grab a pair of boots. Yasharallah, that's the team I play for. Hired by Hashem Yeshaya, leader and commander. The word keep me grounded like an anchor. Can't knock me down once you see what I stand for. Got me feeling like I'm 10-4. Wrapping up these demons like aluminum tinfoil. Anoint me with the oil of the olive. Jacob's seed in Israel, the soil that I sprout of. And we about it, all praises to our power. They need to hear it louder. Shemaya Sha'Allah. We do the work, but we don't need a salary. And we don't deal with images, so no galleries. Lord, you got a soldier in the blink of an eye. I leave it all behind for you. Just know you got a soldier, and I'ma ride till I die. I leave it all behind for you. I'ma get through the fire and the flood, covered in blood. I'ma crawl through the mud for you. Lord, you got a soldier. Just know you got a soldier. You can bet your bottom dollar that I'm sold out. My people come up out of her, I'm so out. We on the scoreboard with the blowout. All praises to the Most High, no doubt. Me and my Hebrews stay together like we tribal. And we gon' stay together till Yeshaya's arrival. Yeah, and we ain't dealing with your idols. We follow the Shiloh, where he go, I go. House of Israel, no foreclosure. Take a sip of that and put it on your coaster. Christ is coming with the kingdom on his shoulders. Now take a pick of that and put it on a poster. Chosen seed and the fruit is ripe. We the people of the Bible, believe the hype. Yeah, something about being an Israelite. A higher is my power, you can bring your kryptonite. Lord, you got a soldier, and in the blink of an eye, I leave it all behind for you. Lord, you got a soldier, and I'ma ride till I die. I leave it all behind for you. I'ma get through the fire and the blood, covered in blood. I'ma crawl through the mud, yeah. Lord, you got a soldier. Just know you got a soldier.
You don't want it with the house of Yehuda. Challenging me to a duel, my Bible a bazooka. Bullets the size of cannonballs. Think you're hot? Nine tribes will fend it off. Israel, run you over like a stampede. We drop a bomb on it, just like the Medes. Think they forgot who they messing with. Someone grab the Ark of the Covenant. Listen, son of perdition in the serpent seed. Y'all gonna be begging for the mercy seat. Night goggles with the camouflage, ready to tear you apart like camouflage. Equipped with the armor of God, I'm so prepared, I sleep in my armor of God. Don't need to repeat like the Lakers, I get my point across, no slave ship. Yeah, you got a soldier, and in the blink of an eye, I leave it all behind for you. Yeah, you got a soldier, and I'ma ride till I die, I leave it all behind for you. I'ma get through the fire in the blood, covered in blood, I'ma crawl through that mud for you. Lord, you got a soldier, just know you got a soldier.
All right. We're back. You're tuned into the Lions Den Warriors in Christ. And you already know you most definitely got soldiers with Warriors in Christ. So that was a good tune. Just like all the rest, so.
Absolutely. Through honor. Praise the Most High. And, again, another shout-out to the brothers and sisters out there doing the work. And that was just a track to let the Most High know that, you know, he's got a soldier with him, and we're going to continue doing his work till the wheels fall off, man. Now, this next one I want to get into is called Sing to You. It's basically about the rundown on this one is that, you know, it was more of a prayer to the Most High, and that's the format it was written of. And the concept behind it is letting the Most High know that, you know what, even if, you know, people might see I'm making a fool of myself, or, you know, they give me looks, they're talking about me behind my back, or whatever the case may be, because when you're walking in this truth, people are definitely going to treat you differently. You know, so it's just letting the Most High know no matter what. If I'm dancing off beat, if I'm singing off key, and I'm making a fool of myself, I'm still going to sing to you. I'm going to dance to you. I'm going to serve you. So that's the concept behind it. It's called Sing to You.
I'ma sing to you, even if I'm off key, and I will dance for you, even if I'm off beat. So Lord, hear my voice, and give me strength to stand. All praises to my power as I pray with open hand. My eyes are to the kingdom, though they're starting to get faint. Lord, be my vision, hear the prayer of your saints. Feel like I'm in a drought, be my canteen. Wipe away these tears, so that I can see. Father, keep my soul, will you deliver me? Fill my heart with love and integrity. Dip me in your oil, anoint me with your love. Be sure to pull me close if push comes to shove. Yeah, this walk is tough, so I gotta be true. And I know you got me, but that's if I got you. And though these teardrops bear record of my pain, I'ma praise your name with every vessel cell in vain. I'm walking off a plank, Lord, don't let me sink. I'm stuck on your word as if I was the ink, and I follow your shire like a footprint. All praises to the highest, number one rank. And I'ma sing to you even if I'm off key, and I will dance for you even if I'm off beat. So Lord, hear my voice and give me strength to stand. All praises to my power as I pray with open hands. And I'ma write a song and sing it just for you, and may the melody be as smooth as a flute. So Lord, hear my voice and give me strength to stand. All praises to my power as I pray with open hands. Father, set us free and put it all behind us. You got the key, just like a pianist. And to be honest, we thank you for the promise and all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We honor your name, our power and our king. The light of your love glisten off my skin and help me understand so I don't fall over. You gotta flap your wings before you can soar. Forevermore, let thy will be done. And if I start to slip, be my grip like a thumb, and hold me tight like a fist in a palm. Lord, be my might in the strength of my arm. No other name under the sun, so we give you praise with the power of the tongue. Let thy Holy Spirit consume me from within. Open the gates of heaven, I pray that I get in. And I'ma sing to you even if I'm off key, and I will dance for you even if I'm off beat. So Lord, hear my
voice and give me strength to stand. All praises to my power as I pray with open hands. And I'ma write a song and sing it just for you. And may the melody be as smooth as a flute. So Lord, hear my voice and give me strength to stand. All praises to my power as I pray with open hands. Father, forsake me not. Give ear unto my cry. I pray that I can stay as the apple of your eye. For thou art my Father, for thou art my power. Bless me, Almighty, all praises to a higher. I'ma sing to you, even if I'm off key. And I will dance for you, even if I'm off beat. So Lord, hear my voice, and give me strength to stand. All praises to my power, as I pray with open hands. And I'ma write that song, and sing it just for you. And may the melody be as smooth as a flute. So Lord, hear my voice, give me the strength to stand. All praises to my power as I pray with open hands.
All right, we're back. Tuned in to the Lion's Den. Boys in Christ, Kiyashua, Shabbat, Shalom.
Yes, that was a Sing to You, definitely inspired by the Book of Psalms. I believe it was Psalms 35. That's what inspired that. Now the next track, the last one actually, is called Rise. And this song is about the rise of our people as a nation coming out of the depths of the valley of dry bones and really coming together as a unit and being together and functioning together and moving forward. So it's called Rise.
Lord, hear the cry of your saints and rid our brains from these chains and restraints. Break these yokes and these ropes from our throats. You got the key, set us free so we can breathe. We're hidden in the prisons and stored in these holes. Our males in these jails with no one to restore. We cursed in the cities, cursed in the meadows. They don't show us pity when we cursed in the ghettos. We love not the world like a rebel, cause it was given to the hand of the devil. And I know they see the light in me, and they want me dead cause they see the Christ in me. And his word I cherish and I hold. They can kill my body but they can't take my soul. I was told they wanna see us low, but we gon' rise again, thus saith the Lord. Rise from the valley where the dry bones lay. We come a long way, but the kingdom is here. Giving every single praise to a higher singing Guam Yeshua with the fist in the air. My people gon' rise, my people gon' sing. See the pain in our eyes, it'll never be again. Rise from the valley where the dry bones lay. We come a long way, but we here to stay.
Lord, hear our cry, cause we need you to heal these wounds that your people bleed through. Kingdom coming soon like a preview, and we just wanna live for the God of the Hebrews. My people stagger, but not with the wine. They don't want the word like a mime. In derision, religion to religion, control and division leave the soul imprisoned. Man, I've had it up to here with this system. I'm sick of it, and you can see the symptoms. But I'ma shine my light through a prism with the Bible and the mic till my people all risen. Gather from the east to the west coast, tell the north give them up, and the south let them go. Yeah, and patience is a virtue. Coming back home as if we had a curfew. Rise from the valley where the dry bones lay. We come a long way, but the kingdom is here. Giving every single praise to a higher singing Guam Yeshua with the fist in the air. My people gon' rise, my people gon' sing. See the pain in our eyes, it'll never be again. Rise from the valley where the dry bones lay. We come a long way, but we're here to stay.
Been a long time coming, but Christ gon' come. Been a long time running, now it's time to blow the trump. Top of my lungs,
shouting freedom. No longer at the bottom, trotting like a tree stump. Israel on the rise like a lump. Hail to Yeshaya, Yasharala Kwam. Yeah, and we fold like a punt. 100-yard return, go ahead and kick the punt. And I thank God Almighty that it will come to pass. At the last I'll be first, and the first shall be last. Rise on the valley where the dry bones lay. It come a long way, but the kingdom is here. Giving every single praise to what I am singing. Kwam Yasharala with the fist in the air. My people go. People gon' sing, see the king in the rise. It'll never be again. Rise from the valley where the dry bones lay. We come a long way, but we never stay.
All right, Rise. What album was that off of?
This one was off Thy Kingdom Come, the second one.
Okay. Is that on Reverb?
Yeah, definitely on Reverb.
Yeah, most definitely, most definitely. We're coming down to the last 9 minutes. We actually finished with all the tracks. Man, you got a beautiful collection of balanced songs, man. They're very balanced. You know, there's no particular style. You just do your thing, you know, but you, it's a blessing, like I say, to even know you and all the other brothers, man. I'm so happy the Most High pulled me out the world. Like a get to know your brothers and experience this walk with you, brothers.
Thank you, brother, and likewise. You too. And, yeah, likewise. And, I thank the Most High for actually, bringing all this together. And I thank you for actually, contacting me and actually, bringing forth your ideas. Every idea you've brought forth to me, I loved it, especially with the Words in Christ Communion. That's going to be beautiful. So I thank you for that and praise the Most High, above all, for everything.
Okay. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Jonathan?
Yeah. So, yeah, man. Hey, man, it was a good look all day on the beginning of the Sabbath, man, because it's a lot of tracks that I hadn't heard, man, and I'm looking on my phone and make sure I got all of them tracks that I had downloaded just a couple of days ago, and they all there, so I'm straight. But I know them things front to back within the next couple of days. But.
Yeah, they're all actually on his Reverb, and all those tracks are on his Reverb, most definitely.
Oh yeah, I got them locked in, man. I'm straight. I'm good. So. Praise the Most High, man. Ahaya Bahashim Ishaya, Wawa Wak. You know what I'm saying? For having you come through, man, and just, show brotherly love and let the world know that, one accord we aboard the fellowship. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank you for having me, guys, man. I can only thank you guys for the opportunity to just share because, like Brother Dwayne said, there's no particular style. To back up what Dawud I was saying, I don't consider myself a rapper. I just do the work by any means necessary that I can get it out, that I can connect with people. And if music is a good way to connect, then I'm on, so be it. And I'm glad that it's been able to reach some people's hearts. I've gotten a lot of positive, feedback from it. So praise the Most High for that. And thank you guys for the opportunity. To share.
It's no problem. We're going to stay in touch, and you always welcome to, always, anytime welcome to the Lion's Den, but we chop it up anyway, so you already know.
Yeah.
You already know.
Yeah. For sure. Absolutely.
So, you got anything to say, because we got the last 6 minutes, and we don't want it just to cut off on you, because in the overtime, in that last hour, it just cuts you off. So, do you want to speak? You got these last 6 minutes to do you.
I just want to let Israel know, man, just stay strong. Keep walking the walk. And, it's not too far that our Savior, it should be on his way any minute now. I want to thank everybody for the love, the support. Shout out to, I'm going to give a couple of names, Bonawat. My brother Shayak, my brother Qual, all the sisters, my wife, John Boy, Dawada, Maka'ala, everyone, Hashara, IG, Yasham, everyone. Thank you for the support. Love you all. And, of course, you two brothers as well, Dwayne and Jonathan.
Appreciate it.
Brother Bronze.
Brother Bronze. And please excuse me if I miss anyone. Please excuse me. There's a lot of you guys. We're all a family. You know, forgive in your heart. Have it in your heart to forgive me.
So, you know what I'm saying? That is Brother Shawar lying the line, lies in the line of thin with all his fire, all his passion, all his work ethic, everything the brother brought to the table. We happy to have this brother come to the show, but we most definitely more appreciated to have the relationship we have with this brother. That's what's more important, that, you know, we know this brother in this walk of life and not the other. So thank you, brother.
Thank you, thank you.
So with that being said, we're going to take you out with the track he just dismantled. Sorry, y'all, Buck, but we're going to go ahead and take us out with Warrior in Christ.
Warrior in Christ.
Shabbat Shalom. I don't think I'm going to, after this, but we only got 3 minutes, so Shabbat Shalom, world. You know what I'm saying?
Shabbat Shalom.
All praise
Shabbat
to the
Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.
Love you all.
Warriors in Christ. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah. Look. See, these scriptures forecast that we come in like a storm. So we blow the trumpet and let them know that Yasharala quam. Yeah, we on, so ring the alarm. What you waiting for? Yasharala quam. See, we turned up to the volume of the book. Cause we back to our power, Yasharala got him shook. Don't try, boy, we leave you baptized. You don't want it with the warrior in Christ. Yeah, I'm good with my sword, someone better tell these demons. They don't want a war with the God I believe in. I pledge allegiance to the most high power. That's a higher in the name of Yeshua. And sayonara, get rid into your system. Where a follower of Christ is no coexistence. So sickened, but Christ is the prescription. So I follow shallow like a subscription. Boy, a higher be my rock when I dribble. So I don't drop one jot or a tittle. From the window to the walls of Jericho, I will make sure that I'm heard all throughout your stereo. It's a higher by Hashem that I go. Till a higher by Hashem, Yeshua is the name they know. I'm sick with the Christ syndrome. Got the spirit of Yeshua all up in my chromosomes. Draped in the spirit, and boy I feel great. With a higher as my power and Yeshua as my cape. I take it all in and absorb it. So no, I'm feeling just as strong as a concordance. From Babylon to Timbuktu, we come into a city near you. Hot off the breath, Yasharala is back. That's the news on the bulletin with a thumbtack. We hot and we rise to the Fahrenheit. Suck to the Lord of hosts like a parasite. We set the bar high like we under the rod. Until that sea to make way, we walking over dry shod. And ain't no power, got more power than my power. Knock him over like a tower with the Allah high an hour. One accord, I'm aboard the fellowship. We played a starring role, but you wanna fit the script. The land of milk and honey, we just wanna sip. And you can't keep us shut like a coat without the zip. We the